Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, joins us now for our daily visit. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Boy, Joe, what a shocker. George Smith invited to the Bears rookie camp.
I thought every Vanderbilt player had to go to Chicago. I thought there was an unwritten rule, and it is great he got invited, and he'll get a chance at mini camp next week to go see if he can try to make the roster. And I think it's one of those things where he probably realizes that it might be a bit of a long shot to be invited to a mini camp and then get signed. But if you go and have a good workout, and you know, he's got some strong attributes in his size, he's got good speed, he's got good hands. He's made tough catches throughout his career. You know, he was a guy, and Kevin, you'll remember this, we'll go back to a lot of those games where there were big drives or big plays on drives. He would be a guy that makes a key catch to keep a drive going, to make a third down conversion. You know, he might not get the touchdown glory, but he got a lot of big catches on drives and some really tough ones, some great sideline catches, I remember. So I'm glad he's getting a chance. You know, let's face it, with everything he's been through in his life, it's a great opportunity. He deserves an opportunity, I believe, to at least go have a shot at making a team.
You're just happy he's breathing NFL air for however long he's there.
I don't think there's any question about it. You know, when not so long ago, breathing air, period, you know, was going to be a plus. I just think it's a great story. He's so inspirational. What he meant to the Vanderbilt team, even when he wasn't playing, you know, a guy that, and we've talked about him before, a guy that knew he wasn't going to play, but the coaches would still allow him to dress so he could use this, be on the sidelines in uniform, knowing full well there was no way he was going to play, but he was that valuable to that team to be on that sideline.
Yeah, George is a great guy. Definitely pull for him. For baseball, shortstop Brian Harris, the SEC Hitter of the Week. You saw a lot of his work, had an outstanding week, including a big series against Mississippi State.
Yeah, he sure did. He was 10 for 22 for the week. He was 8 for 13 with two home runs against Mississippi State. And we were talking last night on the call-in show, our final call-in show with Coach Corbin. And when you look back on this season, and still there's a lot left to play out, but you kind of pick moments where you feel like they were changes, where there were shifts. One of them had to be when Vanderbilt was down 9-2 to Florida on Sunday, in that series, came back and won 16-9 to win the series. That was one big boost. The other, I think we're going to look back at, was a ninth inning at bat by Brian Harris in Louisville in a 3-2 game, bases loaded, two outs, and Vanderbilt down 3-2, and Harris goes to the plate and facing Louisville's closer, foul off pitch after pitch after pitch, and earned a bases loaded walk to tie the game. Vanderbilt won that game. They've gone on to win four straight. And I just believe his play at the plate that day was one of those things that this team looked at, and it just gave them that boost that they needed.
And in women's basketball, a transfer. You don't often see a two-year starter for one SEC team leave to go play for another, but Angela Paleo will do just that from Georgia to Vanderbilt.
And some Angela, departures, too, from the program, Joe.
Yeah, and there were. And Angela Paleo was somebody that really strongly considered Vanderbilt at first and decided to go on to Georgia. Apparently it didn't work out for her, and so she's going to come here. And, it's a tremendous impact after sitting out next year. She's going to be a great addition to the program. She's 5'9", from Maryville. She'll have 2 years of eligibility left. She's going to be a terrific player. And yet, Chanel Chisholm and Tia Gibbs both decided to leave to transfer elsewhere. It's the nature of the business these days. A lot of teams with a lot of players, and players either want to move closer to home or go someplace where they think they can get more playing time. So we'll certainly wish them well.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joe. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.